center and the big wooden handle. You remember seeing those? You stretch it back and forth, back and forth. You put the clothes in there in the water, you put a pretty tight lid, and you slush, slush, slush. And I'm intending to make an antique out of flower pot. It's hanging up the barn. Okay, that was the broom. Then you say the wash from money, you call it the what day?
Wash day.
Okay. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house? What do you use?
Go up steps. Are you?
What do you call it? Group of steps up that way.
Stairs.
Okay. What is built outside the door to walk on and put chairs on? What do you call a little one just, let's see, what do you call a little one just over the door? Let's see, what do you call this out here?
Porch.
This a porch. Well, if you just had just enough to protect the door from the rain, what do you call that? The overhead. What do you call that kind of thing? But you've got your furniture out here on your porch. Mm-hmm. But you know what he's talking about if you just have a little, what do you call, what would you call that?
Patio.
Yeah, well, that would be more space too. That's concrete. Mm-hmm. But if you just had something over the top, back some mini back doors to protect the door, what do you call that?
All right.
I
know.
What do you call it, a stoop, though? You don't call it a stoop. What do you call that little protection, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. You don't know what it's called?
I don't know what it came by.
Well, if I said one, wouldn't it be a veranda or a gallery or a pigging exit, a dog trot, dog run, breezeway, balcony, stoop? Those aren't your words. Are they?
A dog trot now is a...
What's a dog trot?
It's a hall with two rooms, a room on each side. It's called a dog trot.
Oh, that's the old time. You don't know your house not built like that. A dog trot's what?
It's a hall, what I call a hall between two rooms. Most of the people used to call it a dog trot.
And that's where they bring their wood in for the wintertime, wouldn't they?
I have any wood in, you see. Like you have a room over there.
What kind of rooms were those houses? One.
They were built with these open spaces between them.
Yeah.
The rooms were on each end of them. And the dog trot went between these bedrooms. And they got, a hall out of the hallway.
Hallway. What was... I reckon, why would they call a dog trot?
I don't know.
I bet that's where the dog stayed.
They could go through. Just
trot through it.
Yeah. And they go on the dog trots.
Okay. Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
You could.
What do you call the one upstairs? If you had a porch on the upstairs, what do you call that?
Well,
you know, if you came out from the upstairs.
And come down the porch.
Well, you had a porch up there above, on the second floor. You know, some houses are nice.
A lot of them have.
What would that be called up there?
It's called a porch.
Would it have a roof over top of it or not?
Above it? Yeah, they do. A lot of them
do. If it's a two or three floor house. Okay.
And you know, apartments have the stairs comes down from up there.
And what would you call one that was big, a house big and had columns on it? And what would you call one that ran around the front and side of the house? That's still. If you had a...
You know, don't we have a colonial?
Yeah, kind of a colonial type house. And if above the house, you've got a little place where they can step out of the upstairs and see down below. What do you call that little step out place? No, that's called? Is that a veranda or no?
Maybe so.
I don't really know. I never was that wealthy. I didn't have to worry about those colonial type houses. I just lived in old farmhouses.
I've been in a few
places.
Down out, you know.
Yeah. I think Mount Vernon, where George Washington was born, has something like that. Mm-hmm. If a door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell me to go and
close the door.